The New York Times investigation into Harvey Weinstein began with the most promising source refusing even to get on the phone. Here's the thing. I have been treated quite shabbily by your paper at times, and I believe the root of it is sexism. The actress Rose McGowan wrote on May 11, 2017, responding to an email from Jody asking to talk. McGowan listed her criticisms. A speech she had made at a political dinner was covered in the style section instead of the news pages. An earlier conversation she'd had with a Times reporter about Weinstein had been uncomfortable. The NYT needs to look at itself for sexism issues, she responded. I'm not that inclined to help. Months earlier, McGowan had accused an unnamed producer, rumored to be Weinstein, of having raped her. Because it's been an open secret in Hollywood/media, and they shamed me while adulating my rapist, she had tweeted, adding the hashtag, Why Women Don't Report. Now she was said to be writing a memoir intended to expose the entertainment industry's mistreatment of women. Unlike almost anyone else in Hollywood, McGowan had a history of risking her own career prospects to call out sexism, once tweeting out the insulting clothing requirements on a casting notice for an Adam Sandler movie. Tank that shows off cleavage, push-up bras encouraged. In general, her tone on social media was tough, confrontational. It is okay to be angry, don't be afraid of it, she had tweeted a month earlier, later adding, dismantle the system. If McGowan, as much an activist as an actress, would not have one off-the-record conversation, who would? Harvey Weinstein was not the man of the moment. In recent years, his movie-making magic had faltered. But his name was synonymous with power, specifically the power to make and boost careers. First, he had invented himself, going from a modest upbringing in Queens, New York, to concert promotion, to film distribution and production, and he seemed to know how to make everything around him bigger. Films, parties, and most of all, people. Over and over, he had propelled young actors to stardom. Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon, Michelle Williams, and Jennifer Lawrence. He could turn tiny independent movies like Sex, Lies, and Videotape or The Crying Game into phenomena. He had pioneered the modern Oscar campaign, winning 5 Best Picture statues for himself and armloads for others. His record of raising money for Hillary Clinton and flanking her at countless fundraisers was almost 2 decades long. When Malia Obama had sought an internship in film, she worked for Harvey, first name only, used even by many strangers. By 2017, even though his movies were less successful than they used to be, his reputation remained outsized. Rumors had long circulated about his treatment of women. People had joked about them publicly. Congratulations, you 5 ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein, the comedian Seth MacFarlane said at the Oscar nomination announcements in 2013. But many people had dismissed the behavior as philandering, and nothing had ever been publicly documented. Other journalists had tried and failed in the past. A 2015 investigation by the City of New York Police Department, NYPD, into a groping accusation against Weinstein had ended without any criminal charges. At some point, all the women who've been afraid to speak out about Harvey Weinstein are going to have to hold hands and jump, Jennifer Senior, a journalist, had tweeted back then. 2 years had passed. Nothing had happened. Jody had heard that 2 more reporters, a writer at New York Magazine and NBC's Ronan Farrow, had tried, but no stories had appeared. Were the whispers about Weinstein's interactions with women wrong? Had McGowan's tweet referred to someone else? In public, Weinstein boasted of feminist credentials. He had just given a large donation to help endow a professorship in Gloria Steinem's name. His company had distributed The Hunting Ground, a documentary and rallying cry about campus sexual assault. He had even participated in the historic women's marches of January 2017, joining the pink pussy hat throngs in Park City, Utah, during the Sundance Film Festival.